We're gathered here today to mourn the passing of a giant of our yeshiva. Fittingly, in the main base medrash of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan, an institution he stewarded, loved, and nurtured for nearly four decades. As the Max and Marion Grill Dean of Reach from 1971 until 2008, Rabbi Khalaf raised generations of Jewish leaders. He guided rabbis and developed our yeshiva. When he began as the dean of our yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik was still in his full power. Rav David Lipschitz was teaching. Rav Yaakov Moshe Lessin was our mashgiach. And we just a few years earlier appointed a young Rav Herschel Schechter as our newest Rosh Yeshiva. At that time, there were those who were wondering about our future. Will American Jewry survive the passing of the European generation? Will America be able to rear and produce great Talmidei Chachamim to lead our community? It was Rabbi Khalaf who was at the helm who ensured that not only was that answer a resounding yes, but that the yeshiva more than survived, but thrived to see its largest growth and capacity continuing until today. And he did it with his own unique way and flair. For those of you who were Talmud in the yeshiva, as I was under Rabbi Khalaf, I remember so many interactions and opportunities to learn from him, one of which is when he walked into shir before every chag. I remember as a student of Rabbi Rosenzweig shir 30 years ago, Rabbi Khalaf came in and the message he delivered was that our yeshiva was a continuation from the line and limud of the lashon. And the heart of his message was the importance of limud Torah and to see ourselves as deeply rooted in the Mesorah of yeshivas, that we are the direct descendants of Elazhin, going straight back to the early yeshivas, straight back to Sinai, the direct descendants, of course, Meidor Lador. At the same time, Rabbi Khalaf expanded from Elazhin to include Torah Eretz Yisrael. Upon entering into the yeshiva as a student 80 years ago, he received a letter from his famed grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Khalaf, published in his Sefer, where Rabbi Khalaf's grandfather wrote, as much as you have ambitions for greatness in Torah, you should even grow further. You should never shortchange ambition. Zeh rak bitoy Americani, aval ata tzarich lios Eretz Yisraeli einechav libcha yesham kol yamim. Don't just settle on Yehudi Ne'eman as a good God-fearing Jew. That's an American idea. You need to strive to be a gadol b'Yisrael, your eyes and your hearts being towards Israel all of your days. And so he did. And it's that very spirit, as Morena Rabbeinu Rav Schechter spoke before, the spirit of Torah Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael that added to the distinct character of our yeshiva. I would also add his tremendous breadth of knowledge, which I experienced most directly after I left yeshiva, when I was the rabbi of the Jewish Center. So Rabbi Khalaf was the Max and Marion Grill Dean of Reitz, and Max Grill, who lived way past 100 years old, was my congregant. And I would attend many events with Rabbi Khalaf, Rabbi Lam, and Max. And seeing Rabbi Khalaf carry a table of balabatim was just magnificent to uphold. He was an expert in American history. He regaled those around him in his private conversations and public remarks with a breadth that included an effortless familiarity with museums, art, literature, history, culture. His relationships as a congregational rabbi, his charm, his ease of conversation in all venues manifested itself in the incredible relationships he had with all people in his concentric circles of influence. I remember Rabbi Chalap speaking to me about Balabatim. I remember some famous baseball players, actually, that were in his congregation. His familiarity, his ability to connect with people was truly astonishing. And seeing some of the lay leaders who we worked with come today is a testament to his warmth and to his personality. It was truly fascinating, myself, growing up as a Talmud, and afterwards connecting with Rabbi Chalap on a different level, to experience all of his layers. At the root, and most dominantly as a manig of our yeshiva, which Limud Torah was the core focus, as in Balazhin, a belief of Torah Yisrael and religious Zionism, which runs to the core of what we're about, and a full comfort with worldly wisdom that he can masterfully interweave into the conversation when most appropriate. But all of this is a partial description of Rabbi Chalap's importance to the yeshiva. These are just some of his character traits. But who he was to our yeshiva, in my mind, as a former Talmud Musmach Rebbe and now president, was something far greater. In 1986, Rabbi Chalap wrote an article about the preparations of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. His focus was the moment the Ziknei Kohuna charged the Kohen Gadol with an oath that he would not deviate from the right path. And without getting into the complex analysis of Rabbi Chalap about who exactly were the Mashpiyin, was it Beis Din or was it the Ziknei Kohuna, Rabbi Chalap concluded that the halacha highlighted the dual identity of the Kohen Gadol. That from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol was the Shliach of Hashem, Shluchei Derachmana, bringing Kapara to Hashem's people. But from the perspective of his fellow Kohanim, he was their Shliach, representing faithfully them when he did the Avodah. And this to me represents an archetype. It's a rare individual who both completely stands for Hashem, a Shliach Derachmana, with his own integrity, uniqueness, and personality, who also fully stands for and trusted by his colleagues, peers, and Talmidim in every way as Shluchenu. Rabbi Chalap's life work was no easy task. One cannot underplay the challenges of navigating complex institutions with major religious figures and holy agendas. And I think that in this respect, what characterized Rabbi Chalap and why he was so successful for our yeshiva was his unbelievable humility, integrity, decency, and kindness. Now, I remember when I was a student and I spoke with Rabbi Chalap, and I'm sure this we mentioned a lot subsequently, that I was surprised when I started the conversation, Rabbi Chalap took out a book and he started writing down everything that I said. And in every conversation of all the students, Rabbi Chalap would take out his book and have the Sefer Zichronos, and he would write everything down. And at first, I was quite stunned. And then I felt so elevated, like he actually cared about what I was saying, that he was machshiv my words. Rabbi Chalap was there for everyone. He didn't carry personal agendas. The Rebbeim, administration, his colleagues, his peers, the Talmidim, we all believed he was our Shliach, because he was. In so many ways, Rabbi Chalap was the glue that not only held this makom together, but enabled it to rise. He was for us a Shluchei Derachmana and a Shluchei Didan. Chazal teach us that Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Emanu Ruach HaMakom Nocha Emanu. V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBrios Nocha Emanu Ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Emanu. One with whom people are pleased, Hashem is pleased. One with whom people are not pleased, Hashem is not pleased. I would add homiletically that the Makom is, of course, Hashem, but it's also the Makom in which one resides works and builds this makom, this Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash where we all grew up in, this yeshiva, was forever changed, elevated, and made great by the religious personality and character of our longtime Rebbe and Dean. He began as Dean under Dr. Belkin, partnered throughout his career with Rabbi Dr. Lamb, maintained a close relationship with President Joel as a special advisor in yeshiva affairs. And Richard Joel wrote to me expressing his apologies for not being present.
Devastating injuries included.
And he shared some warm reminiscences of how much Rabbi Chalap loved the yeshiva and our Talmidim beyond words. When Rabbi Chalap began as Dean of Reitz, of the United States, Rabbi Chalap stewarded the university, the yeshiva, through 8 U.S. presidencies, multiple wars in Eretz Yisrael, 9/11, the financial meltdown, and managed to leave the yeshiva as strong as ever, producing rabbis, educators, and leaders to serve our constituents, each according to the needs, aspirations, and challenges of the generation. Rabbi Chalap, throughout his life, was a student of American history. He now leaves as part of American history. Rabbi Chalap moved generations by focusing on each and every individual, by being true to himself, utterly devoted to all those around him, committed to being Marvitz Torah in its highest forms. He leaves a legacy of enormous import. Of course, his greatest legacy and love are his family. We extend our deepest condolences to our Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger, to Pesci, to all of the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, both in the United States and in Israel. As we sit inside this Beis Medrash, packed together, we are all a collective testament that Rabbi Chalap realized his grandfather's bracha upon entering this yeshiva as a Talmud 80 years ago. With she'ifos ever growing, he not only grew as a gadol b'Torah in his own right, but helped instill in the community the belief that it can raise gadolei Torah. With a nechav libcha yesham kol hayamim, he infused Eretz Yisrael into all of our lives, leaving an incredible legacy of Ruach HaBrios and Ruach HaMakom. He will be sorely missed and always remembered. Hei nishpatot zura, zura chayim.